serious cases.
Two people died of West Nile virus this summer in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sandhill Crane plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can get rid of harmful liquids this weekend at the Wood County Agricultural and Household Clean Sweep. It's Saturday, September 7th from 8 to noon at the Saratoga Town Hall on Highway 73. They'll take break in transmission fluid, herbicides and insecticides, poisonous household and workshop chemicals. They do not accept antifreeze, explosives, high-pressured cylinders, motor oil, latex paint, or smoke detectors. If you have questions, you can call the Wood County Health Department at 715-421-8911. You can get badged to work in the studio at McMillan Library this Wednesday. Orientation is open from noon to 6. You'll get the training you need to be able to utilize the space. On Friday, September 6th, the studio will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll be able to head in and create in the studio. No registration is required. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has been the details. If we focus on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with a high around 80. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday, high upper 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin. And the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles the Coyotes at Camp Randall. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a hump day edition. Next time, Pat Kreitel of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. Our next tape will be our side B of the soundtrack sessions. Don't worry, it'll still make sense if you didn't hear side A. Over the next hour, we got tracks from Run DMC, Stone Temple Pilots, Chris Cornell, and a request thrown in there. Be sure to get us your requests. They help the process. Thank you very much to everybody out there for that. Get us your 90s requests at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, or you can message us on Facebook or the Civic Media app. Track one takes us to 1997 and a modern classic in the John Cusack movie, Gross Point Blank. Oh, still love it. A film I've loved for many, many years. Great chance to see him and his sister Joan working together. Dan Aykroyd is a hitman, and the soundtrack is flawless. The centerpiece could be the Violent Femmes' Blister in the Sun. Originally recorded in 1983, in 97, John Cusack requested an updated version of the song, which led to the band recording a new, slower arrangement that featured saxophones, strings, and other instruments. This version of the song was dubbed Blister 2000. Here it is to kick off this week's WFHR's Unlabeled.
Time to
Stone Temple Pilots with Big Empty from one of the more influential, incredible soundtracks of all time, The Crow, 1994. Coming up, we have Alice in Chains, Rage Against the Machine, and a requested track, keeping the momentum moving from the 1993 soundtrack Judgment Night. Couple legends teaming up. It's Run DMC, Living Color, Just Me, Myself, and My Microphone on WFHR's Unlabeled. Yes, yes.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Magic people, voodoo people.
Voodoo, voodoo, what?
Amazing work there, the Ladies of Heart forming as the Love Mongers to cover the Led Zeppelin classic like only they can, The Battle of Evermore, from the 1992 soundtrack single. Before that, Prodigy with Voodoo People from the 96 soundtrack Hackers. Coming up, Rage, Chris Cornell, now a request from Billy out in Stevens Point from the 1992 soundtrack Reality Bites, a song she released without a record deal that is still playing today, Lisa Loeb with Stay on Unlabeled. Here at WFHR.
Since the day they were born, well, this is not that thing that I'm throwing. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly Triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts and New Hampshire and New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Historic Point Boss is having their harvest fair this Saturday. On September 7th, you can stop down between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to take part in the harvest fair. All the buildings will be open, and they'll have demonstrations all day with sauerkraut making, apple pressing for cider, and corn shelling and grinding. You can sign up in advance for the foraging class at the school from 9 to 11, and the pavilion dedication happens at 1. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for children. The Band Book Club meets next on September 14th from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Macmillan Library McCourt Room. They'll be reading The Poet X by Elizabeth Azevedo. The Macmillan Library, wait, what is that? Photography exhibit submission deadline is September 15th. Photographers are asked to submit photos that make people take a second look. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter Rami to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low, low 50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with a high around 80. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday, high upper 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You've been stealing. try to blame it on Islam. We turn the power to the half-nots. Then came the shot.
One don't just wake you up, it keeps you up. Getting in barely at the end of the decade from 1999's Matrix soundcheck, Rage Against the Machine, Wake Up. Before that, we had Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me from U2 off the Batman Forever soundtrack. Alice in Chains was before that, What the Hell Have I from the Last Action Hero soundtrack. That's a blast from the past. Do you remember that one? Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We wrap up our soundtrack sessions with arguably the best and most influential soundtrack of the 90s, and certainly of all time, you could make the argument. Some years ago, we lost a legend in Chris Cornell. When he passed away, the first song I pulled up was this one we're going to play right here. I believe it shows his the power of his vocals, his passion, better than any other song that maybe he ever recorded. From the single soundtrack, here's Chris Cornell. Seasons. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for joining us on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CB.